Timmy, you keep looking at me like that. I'm going to get a kiss on the lips.
Sorry.
What?
It's an angry kiss.
I'm a very angry flirter. So last episode, we had some the Kezar Adalar adventures.
Yeah, and frogs.
In the subterranean underground of behind Citadel Ulterine. Fought some Blindheims. We all experienced a few things. Benson, I'm sure, wakes up in a cold sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Hearing some voices at night that know your name. Also, you're not done with them.
Yep.
Do
you think Benson would know where that came from?
The voice was familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But today, I want to do a little thing where I everyone at home, I want you to hold a metaphorical remote and hit the fast forward button as we fast forward 12 days.
Wow.
you see it. You know what? No. Let's do a montage.
Yeah.
Do a montage.
We need some montage music, Tim. Where we see, you know, we see Kezar making alchemy and Adalar doing his scribing and Elkwood.
Do whatever.
Yeah.
Do whatever. Don't worry about it.
Elkwood doing shifty things, and when Benson walks by, he
smiles and waves.
Yeah. Benson looks down the hallway, and Elkwood's not there. And he's like, "Thought I saw somebody."
Then Benson gets angry at something, tries to punch something in the face.
you see the dwarves yelling at goblins on what to do, and the goblins are like, "I don't speak dwarvish." I'm not speaking dwarvish. I'm speaking common.
Pip drops one of my my beakers from my alchemical kit, and I just kick him across the room.
he bounces around like Toad from Luigi's Mansion.
Yep.
I pick him up by the neck of the center claw gauntlet, just screaming at him.
It's you just see Helga and Helba and like her cousin coming down.
Oh yeah.
Warble's like, no, do this.
Yeah, they're all everybody's helping out, and it's all a sweet movie montage.
You also see Adalar just every day he takes a horse to Breach Hill, and he goes into this legal office just scribbling and drawing on documents all day, and then bleary eyed he makes his way back to the city. So that's like at the start and the end of every montage day.
And like hands papers
to a little goblin lawyer.
He just stamps.
Jane looks at it and goes, "Yeah, you know, if you cross this out, you need to date it and initially, right?"
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to notarize this. All right, so go get a copy of it. Go get a fresh copy. Fill it out again, and then I'll notarize it.
This is easily the most entertaining part of our podcast.
I'm trying to find montage music.
Can you just YouTube 80s montage music?
Copyrights, man.
Well, you get like 10 seconds until you have to pay a copyright.
Well, this isn't YouTube, too. We're not making money.
Yeah, true.
There was one time I made a Heroes video and I used the Curb Your Enthusiasm music. At the moment that I published it, it was copyright striked.
Yes.
No, you gotta raise the pitch of the song.
So within these 12 days, let's talk about what our characters have been doing. So Timmy, you've been, or Adalar has been scribing as earned income. Is that correct?
Yes, and Jake set the DC and the level. I got a crit success on the roll, so I got to actually make a little extra coin. So I made a total of 18 gold over the past 12 days.
It's a significant amount of money.
Yeah, that's a good amount of money.
Adalar's services are quite good because he has been dealing with the church's legal documentation, and you know, the temples of Abadar—they're a place of mediation as well. So he's seen his fair share of documentation.
Your supervisor, after your first day, is just like, your handwriting is impeccable.
Well, thank you. I was taught by the finest priests in Cheliax.
That would be something we can talk about later. but go ahead and head home, and you know, then the hands of your money.
Right.
Yeah. So you're doing earned income, Kezra. What have you been doing for 12 days?
Kezra has been brewing potions in the old Hell Knight preparation room. So I brewed a buttload of Dragonheart mutagens, and I brewed some poison there for elk.
Mm-hmm. Ah, very cool. Benson?
Benson has just been helping out when he can, but any time he has spare moments, or when it looks like the dwarves don't need help,
mm-hmm.
he is training in the courtyard and praying.
All right. So, and every now and then doing some forums and stuff like that while all the dwarves are on break. One of them goes up and tries to spar with you, but you're, you know, clearly better than him.
You punch him in the throat immediately, you're like, get out of my face.
He's like, oh, you're blasted.
Oh, that was normally like a training blow for me, but...
Expect the unexpected.
Yeah. And Elk?
He's basically doing whatever to help out, honestly, since he can lift things or move things around.
Okay. Just helping out the dwarves as well.
And he's been sending letters every self, not using Warble. Just sending physical letters.
Actual letters, too. Yeah.
And occasionally trying to work up the courage to something that he wants to talk to Adalar about, to teach him Elvish.
Oh, yeah.
But he's kind of... not ashamed, but he just doesn't know how to exactly come up and say, like, hey, I don't know Elvish. I'm a half elf. I want to learn. So, and he knows that he's a scribe. So he's been kind of just doing all over the place.
Okay. So at
he's,
night.
Because he's capable of learning.
Right.
So
Adalar, are you going to teach him some Elvish at night?
So, yeah, I'm sure like one of the days when Adalar comes back from 8 hours of scribing, it looks like Elkwood wants to say something to me, like, oh, Elkwood, what's, is there something you'd like to ask me? You seemed like you were expecting me.
Why? Yeah, and, like, he's, like, waiting right outside of your quarters, just kind of, like, tapping his feet, just like, all right, where is he? And he's like,
says, yes, to be quite honest, I'm wanting to learn Elvish, if that is something you would be interested in doing, of course. Oh, yes, of course. I am. Being as we are from similar heritage, I'd be delighted. I'd be honored to teach you more about the Elven language. It is a beautiful language. I don't want to pry, but I guess you never really had anyone to teach you growing up. No. I see. None. I see.
Actually, I've never met an elf until
you,
actually. I mean, the occasional merchants, but I mean...
Right.
They don't really... I never really had a second thought of it, but now, ever since seeing the Ring of Alceta, it just feels impertinent to learn.
Ah, yes, yes. Well, yeah, I'm sure we can study at night together. Just to clarify, my father was human and my mother was elf, so I'm not full elf, but my mother taught me well about my heritage and all the lore that comes along with elves, along with the language. But yes, I'd be happy to teach you. And he's like, oh, we'll start over here. And he's like, ah, good thing I got that chalkboard from town. Never know when you need one.
You wheel it all the way back yourself.
And already
of course
he's...
not. I had a cart or something.
Yeah, it's like already. Horses. He's, yeah, he's like already. He's like, oh shit.
At any point,
learning.
Do they see Benson train?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
you just ignore you.
Yeah, if you're.
Yeah. Kezra's been retraining into toughness, so he needs to take a beating to retrain into it. So,
right. So for a week straight, Benson just punches Kezra in the chest.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, all right, how do you retrain into toughness? Beat over the head with a board.
So for something, a week?
Harder.
So something you'll notice, anytime Benson does a form or like restarts into a new movement, he has a very specific way he resets. He plants his feet together, holds the kite shield over his heart, brings out his sword arm 90 degrees, but holding the blade of the sword downwards, and he bows his head, raises the sword above his head, and then begins the form.
Neat.
Very cool.
And then he just beat Kezra with the shield.
Yes. Again! Are you sure? Hurt? I'm kind of enjoying this.
Adelar, need healing!
You see, like, heals him, beats him like, up. Late at night when we're all eating dinner and stuff, Kezra is just, he's all bruised and like, he just looks like he's just like doubled over. And
I'm genuinely in a good mood.
and then you see poor Elkwood, he's like holding his head just like, from all the learning, like, oh.
Like, don't heal me. Leave it.
It's like I'm learning. Hope.
I need this.
And then Adelar's like, oh, I don't have any strength left in my hands to heal. And his hands are just like shaking from all this grinding. And meanwhile, of course, Benson, he just looks like he's the picture of perfect health.
He's got a big smile on his face. He just beats Kezra all day.
Yeah, it's like all the times that like Elk may have seen him, he was just like, maybe I should try training with him. And it's like, well, he seems to be having fun. Like, as much as he'd be interested, he's like, well, Kezra kind of is taking the initiative on that one.
It's just like, Elkwood, have you gotten to that homework I assigned yet?
What? Homework?
Oh, yes, of course.
And he's like looking at one of the goblins. He's like, I thought you did the goblin.
I can't read.
This goblin ate my homework.
The goblin ate my homework!
I'm not lying, he actually did.
So he's learning. The days go by with this whole montage. After a time, you guys do eventually clear out. You clean up Citadel Terrain. You get everything pretty much ready for the dwarves, for Rorsk and his team, to start working on all this kind of stuff. Do you want them to start repairing the walls, I assume, first?
Yeah.
Okay. They get somebody to go down, and he sends two guys down to go get more stone so they can start working on stuff. And they start working on that for the day. Hmm. Kezra, you tried to fix the portal at one point. Do you want to tell the class about that?
Yeah, would we want to disclose that information or not?
I mean, if they don't ask.
Yeah.
So, no.
Okay. All right, so, the way is clear down to, Alceta's ring. Do you guys want to go down there? Do you want to try to... You can try again, you know.
Yeah, so we all get down there, and Kezra gets up to the gate...
Okay.
And he's like, all right, let's try this again.
What?
What?
Oh, yep. We tried this before. We snuck down here when you were sleeping.
You know, it's not the safest thing to do.
It's all right. We killed some things, you know. Some frog guys. Damn, not boggards. They were new frog guys with light bulbs for eyes.
Wait, what the
fuck is a light bulb?
I don't know. It just came to me.
Ding, there it is.
And the light bulb was such a good idea, it became the symbol of good ideas.
Ooh. So yeah, I will try another crafting.
Knock it out, you got this.
That'll be a 21.
21 total?
21 total.
That is a failure.
Whoa, God. Buddy.
Wait. Before we do this, I just want to make sure, because I didn't look at my spells for today. I just want to quickly go over to see if there's like a some sort of spell that might help with this.
You have spell of fix magical portal?
I mean, I might have a spell of like help with skill checks.
It's called guidance.
You said
guidance only lasts a round, though. I kind of doubt
that. Yeah, it takes an hour to do. So
you said thievery works, right?
Thievery does work.
That's interesting. We can't work on it again until
24 hours.
Let's see what it says. So repair the Hunter Gate. It says you use the Hunter's Arrowhead to guide the misaligned magic of the Hunter Gate back to the proper pathways through the stone's intricate carvings and decorations. Yeah, so it would be a thievery check to pick the lock. I'm gonna say you can do it, only because it's a different kind of check.
Okay.
So that's probably not correct, but I'm all for just skipping that bullshit, so go ahead. All
right.
Knock it out, man.
So he's going to...
Kazwa?
Then he asks for the key.
He goes to hand it to you, but he drops it.
he's drooling a little bit.
Is that a slight?
You're like literally drooling.
Oh, that's what happens when you fail.
It really hurts if you don't do it right.
And it literally just like fumbles through his fingers.
Gate make pain in head.
So he is going to roll a thievery check. He's just going to look at symbols. He goes, I don't recognize any of this because my teacher sucks. looks and rolls. Oh, fuck. That's a 16.
Oh.
It's a 16?
Yes.
Yeah, you are still not a critical fail, but, yeah.
I actually want a critical fail just to know, see what happens.
Right? Me too, but...
It's 10 or more.
Maybe I can fix it with my sword.
Benson, yeah, attack Benson, it.
You go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Benson's known for his... thievery as well. Nope. Yeah, he's just on. So it's clumsy two for an hour.
Yep, clumsy two for 1 hour. Oh. So the two of you try it and just.
Well, better luck.
And you sit down.
Better luck later.
Rinaldi's there, just like. We're never going to get home.
This is really hard. Not exactly my area of expertise.
Oh, what are you saying? Because you are a master crafter. I'm sure you can fix this in due time.
I'm an expert in crafting, but I have a zero in intelligence. I am not specced for crafting. I'm just good at it.
You know what they say? Every time you make a failure, you just discovered one more way of not to do something.
Let's see if I can buy something to give me some help.
We could always ask the wizard they have in the town.
There's like crafter's goggles, I think. Gives you a +1 to crafting.
There's sterling artisan's tools. Oh, they're 50 bucks. 50 gold.
50 G's.
That gives you +1 to crafting.
Make me a society check. You are working with stone.
Me?
Yeah, anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows society?
Shit. Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, all right, what do I think I know about this?
Was that a natural one for Adelaide?
Yes.
You're like, damn it, if Vaz was here. We could just be nice and she would do it.
Non-natural 20.
BDDC 12.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
To recall that there are stonemasons who you actually have upstairs.
Oh, right.
And this is a stone archway.
Well,
dwarves!
Benson puts two and two together.
Face palm. I'm gonna get the dwarves.
Go get Rorsk, and he's like, wait, you want me to what?
Yeah, there's a stone archway downstairs we're trying to repair.
Just like to your bedroom or something? Or this...
No, I think it's to the Mwangi Expanse.
That's like a really long tunnel.
Yes, but using magical gobbledygook, you can make a long tunnel, a small one.
I just need to come see this. So he walks down, and he's just like,
You see Kesra drooling, and I'm like, and Elk's like passed on one of the benches. Just
yeah,
like, arm flopped
he's
over.
Literally looking at this, and he's like, listen, I could give it a shot, but, it's going to be expensive.
And how much is that?
100 gold.
Ooh.
I could try again. I haven't been rolling well. I could just try again tomorrow.
I'll tell you what. We'll keep that in mind.
It might take me a day, but we could certainly take a day off to come down here and work on this. This looks... He's like looking up and down at it, just like... This is definitely something we've never had to do before, so...
We're not in any hurry, so 50 gold, or 100 gold is way too much.
Rinaldi's tapping her feet.
So, screw her.
So, yeah.
She was already waiting. She can wait longer. So if we come down tomorrow, I can try again.
I can try again.
You can try again, or you can even try to aid me.
I think in the interest of kind of dividing and conquering, Adelar's probably going to go back and work the law desks while you guys are working on this. I don't know how many days we're going to spend on this. So I might as well make some gold while we're waiting.
Many as it takes.
So I'll run my...
All right. So next day.
Oakwood, did you want to do a little investigating tonight?
Oh, yes. It's like once he like regains feeling back in his arm, he's just like...
Yeah.
Crack.
It stops wobbling like a noodle.
Oh, I already know what type of feeling. It's like, you know when you hit your funny bone really hard and like everything just sucks.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
But imagine that for like an hour straight.
Yeah.
Just, it feels gross.
Yeah, just chop my arm off.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Can I buy a potion from the alchemist if he's still in town?
Yeah, sure.
Does he have a cognitive mutagen?
Let me roll
of any level.
I'll take the minimum requirement. It's fine.
He does have one. You can purchase one. Lesser? Lowest, yeah. The lesser.
All right. I will buy one.
Did you want to try to get the formulae as well?
I haven't.
Oh.
But that would take me 4 days to craft it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god, 4 days?
Yeah, it takes at least 4 days to craft.
Oh, right. Items. Yeah.
So I'd rather just buy one.
Yeah, the cost of convenience. All right, so Elk.
Yes. He is currently in the Citadel, and he is going to... Where is Benson right now at this point? Is he
probably in his section trying to sort things out.
Just politely knocks on the door. Just because, you know, he's trying to be genuine. He's like, yeah. Benson! Benson!
Knock on the door, and Benson literally walks 5 feet to the side and comes out the hole in the wall.
Oh, smartass, are we?
Yes, Elkwood.
Yes. So, remember that deal that there was something going on in the basement of that other construction stone?
Yes, I told him we'd look into that.
I'm thinking tonight would be a good idea.
Do you want to get the others?
No.
Interesting. Alright,
that's too many people if we're working on stealth. I mean, it's honestly...
Well, I'm glad you came to me.
Yes. Take off your armor. Pretty much, you could just stay outside and make sure no one comes in.
All right, so you guys are head down to Breach Hill.
I mean, not being super stealthy about it, so I mean, if everyone says like, but he's like, yeah, just heading.
Going off on quote errands is not uncommon for people right now. So
errands. I'll pick up some cookies.
What? Going shopping. So you guys end up at the Passandi Bros shop.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and take yourselves to Roll 20.
The twins.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. That's the outside.
So you guys see it's a storefront. It looks pretty nice. It's decorated with like it's stone, but there's like a hint of like Gothic architecture within it. So some of the pillars have like nice like jagged edges and stuff like that. It looks cool.
I like it.
But yeah, what do you guys want to do?
Elkwood is going to tell Benson to obviously hold up because he knows he's not super stealthy. But he's like, I think it would be good if you wait outside, perhaps as a distraction if anyone decides to come out, but at least to keep things on the storefront while I check out the back.
All right, we need we should have a code word. You scream out if you get in trouble. Probably help me, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Works out. Good.
Call. Caw-caw! Caw-caw! Tweet! Rutabaga! Rutabaga! It's like, what?
Adler's downstairs in the basement and it sort of like powers down for a second. What?
How does he know? He's on stealth realm.
Okay. So,
Well, natural 16, so...
All right, so you stealth around the building. You go completely unnoticed.
He's really just looking, so if he was heard about this basement, if there was like an outside door leading to the basement, I forget what they're the like the shutter doors.
The big like two iron. No, you do not find anything like that.
Any windows? Any small gates?
There are windows around here, but when you do look in, it looks to be pretty commonplace sort of rooms. You don't see anything out of the ordinary as you walk around. There is a guy at the front desk. He's sitting there reading a book.
I can never remember his name, but Mel Gibson.
It is not Quintino Passandi.
It's not Passandi.
You know him to be Mr. Passandi's nephew.
Oh boy,
Frederick is his name.
So from the outside, can he? I guess do a perception check to see if there's anything he can hear from the outside of the building.
Go ahead and roll perception.
May
check.
May I do that too?
Yeah.
Ooh. 16 again. That'd be a 26.
24.
You do hear, so the nephew is sitting there. He's sort of just like singing a song. But beyond that, you do hear what sounds like almost like a trap door in the floor. It sort of sounds like a very heavy wooden, like, chunk, chunk, and it gets locked. So you can't tell where it is.
Interesting. He is going to, since he has to see in the back. So there's a trap door. He's going to kind of relay that to Benson, because there seemed to be a trap door. It just recently got locked. But I don't hear anything of what the dwarf was saying about. He said screaming, right? Or like something.
He was pretty vague about it. He just said suspicious noises.
It's probably a birthday party down there or something. Oh, it's my nephew's surprise birthday party.
Did you hear somebody open up a Tickle Me Elmo?
Oh, that's valuable right there. Let's see.
And there was no other way
in
to get in, right? From the outside.
Just one, the front door?
There is a... there's an entrance towards the back up here on the eastern side.
Oh, well, okay.
That looks to be like a big wooden, like almost like a cattle gate, but it opens up into a yard in which they do some of the stone working.
He is going to. Is it locked?
No, it's not locked.
So he could see in there then, right?
Yeah. If you go ahead and take a peek, I will go ahead and show you that area.
Stealthily peek, yes.
Yeah. So it opens up, and you see what looks to be.
Ooh. Interesting.
So you see a yard. Like I said, it has just a lot of like stoneworking and masonry equipment, different supplies and stuff like that. Some unhewn rocks and also some pretty nice looking worked on ones.
What's that?
It looks to be a small closet, and it's a simple wooden door on the on it. So it's a little like 5x5 square that you can see.
But I can't see through. Okay. Able to see.
Well, if you're just peeking in there, no, you would have to go up to that door and see.
Any people?
No people. It looks to be pretty quiet right now.
What time at night? It's like 9, right?
Yeah, it's like 9 or 10.
So there. People are most likely gone, but still. He's going to stealthily, I guess, try to slip through the door.
Okay. Go ahead and make me a stealth check.
Oh, boy. This is where it all goes wrong.
While you're doing this, Benson, what are you doing?
Oh, that's fine.
So he's trying to sneak in, right?
Yes.
I'm going to walk into the shop.
Okay. So you walk up, and the nephew's just like, hi. How can I help you? What do you want me to say? Can I help you?
Yes, I believe you can. So, I hear you sell statuary here.
Yeah, that's sort of my uncle's deal. I could...
Well, that's great. Can I speak to him?
I sort of, like, looks to the back. I don't think he's here.
Can I figure out if he's lying or not?
Yeah, go ahead and roll perception check.
27, by the way, stealth.
19.
It looks like one of those things where somebody's like, if somebody asked it, I'm not here. You get the feeling he was sort of told something like that.
Oh, I know.
Well, that's a shame, because I really want to get something built. I've heard you guys are good at it.
Yeah, we're good. Hold on. I think I heard him. Let me go see if he got back from the store. And he goes in the back. And you hear... What? Why is he here so late at night? Fine. Mr. Pisani comes out.
Ooh. Okay, I'm essentially just trying to give him as much time as possible.
So,
talking about all different kinds of statuary I might be interested in to adorn my castle.
He starts getting pissed off because you keep using different stone after you agreed on another one. Look, do you want granite or not? No, I want...
I want marble. Like, if this guy's clean, I'm very, very sorry, but you're dirty, squirm, you worm.
All right, Elkwood, so you get into this park?
This area. So there's no one out here, and distraction. And he's on due perceptions as well, just this here if there's any other movement.
Okay.
19.
So a 19, you can hear, you can hear them talking in the front. So you feel like you got some time.
Okay. He's on move up to here.
Okay. So, the room or the little 5 foot square thing, it was an outhouse, by the way.
Yeah.
And you walked up, you smelled it and you were like, ugh.
Yeah.
All right. So you go up to the next door. So this door leads into pretty much the back room. It looks like a mud room as you kind of walk in.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yep. So it, like I said, it pretty much just looks like a mudroom. There's you see like a coat hanger, and it has like work aprons and stuff on it, and there's like other tools and stuff like that.
He's continuing to stealth throughout and peeking around this door.
Okay. You peek in that door, and you see what looks to be a larger room.
Oh, sure.
This looks to be where they have what looks to be just like actual like foodstuffs and everything like that, different grains and everything. This looks to be their dining room. You do see a woman as she walks upstairs, and she walks to the east, but she has not noticed you.
So she's upstairs right now.
Yeah, she's upstairs. So it looks totally clean down here.
So he's gonna wait until she disappears, and then check out this door here.
As you walk past, go ahead and make walk over there, make me a stealth first.
24.
They are completely distracted. And then make me a perception check as well.
Ugh, shit. 13.
Yeah, 13. You look in, it looks to be a kitchen. There's like a little like brick oven over here, and you know, lots of prepped food.
He's like, he's like racking his mind. He's like, I've heard that click. And I wouldn't have seen from the front where he entered. I'm assuming he came from this door, but I don't know,
right,
what this place is right here. So.
I hear black granite is very popular right now.
Yeah, I just hear that one.
Yeah, it is. However, we would have to order it. It's quite popular and therefore hard to get. do you mind paying an expedited price for it? It will cost an exorbitant amount of money. And what were you asking for again? You wanted us to make what again?
Oh, a giant horse with a man atop.
what sorts of dimensions are we talking here? They start babbling on again. Yeah. As the context of what he wants made changes once again.
Yeah. He's gonna look in this room a little bit.
What we started talking about, a giant turtle.
Yeah. So he's gonna look inside this room a little bit more, because he's see like anything that resembles maybe a trapdoor. Because like this, you don't unsure if there's something underneath.
You walk into the kitchen. Like I said, it looks like a pretty regular kitchen. As you walk by, the woman comes from downstairs, and she walks out to the front. So Benson, you now see her, and she goes into this room, which looks to be just a regular closet.
All right.
So Elk is going to, he doesn't see that, but he's going to leave this room because he's like, I don't see a trapdoor.
Okay.
I'm not trying to metagame on this, but like he knows he's heard a trapdoor.
Oh yeah.
And a trapdoor would have to go underground, not upstairs.
Correct.
So he knows that it's not upstairs, but he's like, what other room is there? What other room is there? Shit.
Make me another perception check while you're just like looking around to see if you can.
18.
18. This box over here, in the top right corner of the center room, looks as if it was moved recently.
He's going to inspect it immediately.
Okay.
So, perception again?
Yep.
Oh my god. 14.
You go over to it, and as you sort of look it over and you open it, it's not a box as much as it is a raised trap door.
Oh boy.
So you open it, and then it actually opens up into a staircase that goes down.
Is light at all?
There's a dull red light.
So oh, Jesus.
My low light vision be fine then.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay. He's going to, like, look. He's like, okay. And descend. And carefully close the door.
Kids be yelling.
I know, right? How rude of them.
All right, so you close the door. I make a stealth check.
Ooh. 19?
Yeah, you're fine.
Hey, my best skill.
Yeah, I know. That's why I decided to do this for you.
Yeah, I like it. It's like very Hitman-esque.
So, you go down, and you look, and you see what looks to be probably the creepiest thing you've seen in this town.
You're alone.
That's fine.
There's a symbol drawn on the floor, and there are candles. And there is some paraphernalia of almost seemingly Hell Knight-ish proportions, where there are different, like, iron chains hanging up places with, like, you know, some, like, skulls attached and things. It's, like, it's creepy.
Right. What else is in that room? Like, because he's looking at that, and he's like, does it resemble, like, the pentacle, like, from the Hell Knight Hill?
It looks similar to that, yeah.
So he's like... Like, and he's trying to remember, he's like, oh, Asmodeus. Like, after dealing with a lock, he's like, Asmodeus. Chains, blood, ever, anywhere?
No, you don't see anything like that. It looks pretty bare. It almost looks like a shrine more often.
To Asmodeus. Like, the thing is, he's not really trained in religion. He only knows a couple little things, so it's like... anything going candles, you said, but there's nothing else? No bodies?
No bodies, but nothing.
Slightly
like that.
Shocked. So he's looking around, just taking documentation of it. There's a roll perception to see if there's anything hidden in the room.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and roll perception.
Cause like right now it's like natural life form at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. 25.
25. You look around. Nothing looks hidden. You think because this place was pretty well hidden.
Yeah.
So they didn't have a reason to put a secret stash of things down here, so you kind of, like, look around.
So is there nothing to hide behind, just in case? Or... Because, like, at this point, he's
it's,
like...
It's a pretty simplistic room.
Yeah, at this point, he's going to hope that... Benson has pissed him off enough that he's on try to get tossed out.
Okay.
So he's going to make his way back up.
Okay. So as you do that, Benson, Mr. Passandi is just like, Frederick, just write down literally anything this man says. I will be right back. And he starts walking towards the back.
If you would please stay still. And does he turn around and meet me?
He's like shakes his head for a second and continues walking.
I said, stay, and that I'm attempting to intimidate.
All right, go ahead and try to intimidate Mr. Passandi.
26.
The critical success. He's just like, what? What do you want? What?
I just want you to stay there for a little bit, and these other good people as well.
That's a 32 for stealth.
So as Elkwood is walking out, Mr. Passandi literally was like holding the door open as he was about ready to walk through, and he turns to you, still holding the door open, and you see Elk just scamper up out of a box and jump out the window.
You may go about your day. I literally spin around and just walk out.
Yeah, like, the only shame is that like he didn't want to go... didn't go upstairs or seeing that whatever that...
I think we found the creepy thing.
Yeah, the hidden thing. But it's more like what this dude was doing. Like, if it was like Hell Knight Hill shit, like you said, like Hell Knight, which I'll relay to him, but like once again, like I'll get out of there first.
Yeah.
And meet up with Benson a little bit further away, so just in case he's still like looking out the window and like, what the hell's going on?
He's so like, you see that, and how do you disengage from this, Benson?
I walk out.
He just walked out.
Yeah.
Just what the fuck that guy does like.
Lovely human being. Just walking.
The worst customer.
Yeah. Yep.
Ever walk into Pisani.
Walk in, threaten you, and leave.
I'm gonna talk to you.
Also order nothing.
Yep.
Oh, he ordered stuff. He just kept changing it.
He's like, all right, so we have like 30 orders for 15 different pieces of stone.
Oh my gosh. Just put it on Adelar's tab.
So we get away.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's going to relay. He's like, there seemed to be a pentagram down there of... similar to the one that we saw on Hell Knight Hill, honestly.
More devils.
Yes. Don't know. Honestly, there was nothing else in that room besides candles, so maybe he was just a worshipper of Asmodeus. But there was no blood. There was chains, you said, right?
Yeah.
Like shackles?
Aesthetic chains.
Ah. Aesthetic chains. There was aesthetic chains, but not ones being used for people.
Well, flavor chains.
Flavor chains. Flavor chains.
I say we couldn't report this to the council.
I mean, for worship Asmodeus, I mean, it's simply like, I mean, think of what Adelos found with Chiliax.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly a capital crime. Crime in general. Unless Breachill is very against Asmodeus.
We'll see. I think we should just...
I mean, you didn't see any, like...
I didn't see dead bodies.
Right.
Is what I saw. Like, I was like, it was just clean, efficient, but nothing down there with criminal activity, I guess. Granted, there was the upstairs I didn't get a chance to go into because there was a woman walking around. And there seemed to be another room right in the front that definitely I couldn't even... I would probably have to ask Kesra if he can make me invisible for that one. But at this point, he seems clean? And he just kind of like shrugs, like he's not sure. Like,
we'll pass the information on to head counsel. I think that was immensely fun.
I was overhearing, you quite got under the skin, and I did enjoy that. That man is a little bit aggravating to deal with.
I hope I never have to exchange words with him again. Oh. I might just punch him in the middle of his smug little face.
It's like he's not, like, shaken by it, but he's just, like, looking. He's like, so, like, all these, like, little secrets now around town is just kind of like, especially what he did say. He was like, that he has business, possible shady business, but if the shady business is just Asmodeus worship,
yeah, I mean,
he doesn't care as much about that. Like, if there was bodies down there, that's definitely like, whoa,
yeah.
Can we go to Greta Gardania?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah,
it's late, but
yeah. The problem is that breaking in.
Oh, I don't give a shit. We're heroes.
Right, so it's like, what time is it right now? It's like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say it's like 10:30 probably.
I'll leave you to do talking in this case. He's just going to, like, kind of sit back.
So, we walk in.
That's a weak you. Knock there.
Sorry. he has a horse hoof for a hand.
Oh, God.
The coconuts.
Nay at the moon.
Yep. Werehorse.
Werehorse.
At nights, I just want to run in the fields. Any grass.
Get some oats.
You knock. Greta is very tired. She comes. She's wearing her nightgown. She looks haggard. She's like, what?
Forgive this late trespass, but we have some things we need to let you know.
She looks at a sundial on her wrist.
It's like 10:30 at night. What are you doing here?
Just relaying important information to the council.
Okay, what's going on in Breach and in Hell Knight Hill now?
I relay everything Elk found. Also, the suspicions of the other council member, the guy, the dwarf guy.
Oh yeah.
And also remind her that we just uncovered another magical plot that was unknown to the council.
Yeah, because he did say that he wasn't sure if there was magic stuff going around on him.
Right.
But, I mean, there's nothing I could prove because I don't have any magic crafting or anything.
So she's like, hold on. You're telling me that he worships devils or demons or something in his basement?
Would seem that way.
To be honest, I don't know if there's some weird law against it, but until he murders someone and sacrifices them to some fiend, I don't think that there's anything we can quite do. If there's some sort of deal he's making that's clearly beyond literally this plane of existence, I don't know. Perhaps there's some sort of requisition you can do. Again, he's not doing anything illegal, correct? There's nothing...
Nothing we know of. But if he is using... I would have to consult my lawyer. And when he's good, let me tell you.
Gene pops in.
Yeah. Thanks, Gene. If he is using magic from these devils, making deals to artificially increase business, that could hold some form of crime for Breach Hill. He's essentially shafting everyone else and getting himself ahead.
Ah, you see here,
at the very least, you could be taxing him more.
Well, you see here, Greta. if he is using divine magic in order to gain and a foothold in this, he's not doing it fairly. Therefore, what I say is that if we cannot prosecute him or get charges on him within Breach Hill, I'm sure that Elidir or Eisger themselves, the feds, would have something to say about it. And Greta's like, ah.
He's literally my favorite part of this party.
I just like how he's hanging along with you 10 o'clock at night. Yep. Spying, breaking and entering on random shops.
Yep.
So she's just like, fine.
It's commitment.
Fine. Get up a dossier or get a lawyer. You have a lawyer. Get something written up. We will give him a subpoena and see what we can do. I don't know of any laws within Breach Hill that go against this. You are free to worship whoever you want. If something can't be done here, and Gene pops in, then we'll take it to Elidir. Then you'll take it to Elidir. Yes. Now, I would like to get some sleep. Some of us don't worship devils and aren't accosted by devils in our nightmares. Good night.
Thank you very much. Apologies again. And we go back.
I mean, the door's closed, so.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, I'm sure Benson's probably just on charge in there anyway.
Yeah.
I smite evil on all of you!
Where are the devils? Let me at them!
So you guys head back and... as you kind of make your way back to Citadel Terrine, I think Adalar, being a little, like, knowing you guys were going out for errands and then you guys didn't come back, like, you know, within a couple hours, he set an alarm spell to alert him when people came back. And it wasn't like a, you can
choose.
Is that
like a reflex save? From
No, you just trigger it. You can choose what kind of sound it makes. So I made just a mental sound in my head as like a,
Rutabaga, Rutabaga,
Rutabaga. So he's like, so he wakes up and he's like, oh, he looks to, you know, to see who it is, and he sees it's you two. Oh, I'm glad to see you all are back. I was a bit worried when you all said you were going for errands, and I expected you back in a couple hours, and it was a long time coming. Everything will go okay in town?
I think things went about as well as I could.
Yes. All as they could. Nurse. No, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Like, it's like I keep wanting to say Ponderosa. I know it's not Ponderosa.
Prosandi.
He's like,
just do the Bill Ponderosa.
Prosandi. I know. I was thinking of Ponderosa so much. And I'm like, ah, damn it, always sunny. You keep popping up.
As we said, more Frank Reynolds would just increase the show.
Frank Reynolds is the head goblin. I mean, yeah, and he says, Pondraz.
Posandi.
Yes, he's like, and he just kind of glances. He's like, Posandi worships Asmodeus, it looks like.
Wait, did you have a conversation with him?
Yes.
just shoot the shit. He talked about it. It's
like, yes.
He gave me a pamphlet.
he gave him a pamphlet. He scared him. He goes, no, we're going under a lead of something going on about a possible unfair business transactions between the Pandrazi. And the... If I can remember ever... These people. Iron Tusk, right?
No, not Iron Tusk. That is not this podcast. That is a Tuskhead Stonework.
Tuskhead 36. Between Pandrazi and Stone Tusk.
Stone Tusk.
Yeah. Yes. I like it. Names are really hard for me. Right? But he's... Yes, he... Hold on. All right, Pepper, sorry. He goes, he's like, yes, between Pandrazi and Stone Tusk. The Stone Tusk dwarf, he mentioned there was, like, I don't know if you saw the confrontation. I think you were right there between the two of them.
Yes.
But he mentioned something about some sort of possible sorcery, or he had, was it?
Some unfair advantage or something of that sort.
Similar to that, but the unfortunate thing is that we have no proof. So I snuck into the building. I mean, nothing was locked, so technically I was allowed in. And I found an entire shrine to Asmodeus. Don't worry. They don't know I was there.
Wait. And I also ordered roughly 500 gold worth of statuary that I didn't actually put in for an order.
Benson,
I... I expect this from Elkwood, but not you, Benson.
Are you...
Gene is also like, no, that's not how open doors work. Second... look, just give me your whole alibi, whatever.
So you're telling me you broke into a merchant's shop at night...
He didn't know.
It doesn't.
Elkwood.
That was the best comeback to that ever. Yeah.
He didn't know. I mean, he didn't.
I'm Benson, I'm shocked that you allowed this to happen. As a former city guard, you know well enough.
He told me to.
I did not.
You said you saw what I did to Kazra. I would do that to you too if you don't break into this guy's house. just kidding. He didn't say that.
Well, it doesn't matter if he saw it or not, Elkwood. Abadar keeps watch on all dealings and seeks to punish the unlawful. I don't have any moral authority over you, but the law is the law, and you have broken it tonight. Ah, goodness, I don't. I just.
He passes you a gold piece. Just don't worry about it.
That is bribery.
You're not helping your kid.
Gene's like, just stop. Just plead the fifth, please. For the last time, plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
I don't know what to do with all this information, but all I know is, it's from what you have said, this person has done no wrong, but you have, Elkwood. If we wanted to investigate him, we should have gone through the proper channels. There are councils that can issue subpoenas to us for us to have a reason to investigate. If there was an issue, we should have done it democratically. I mean, what are we? Some sort of... some hired mercenaries? No, we have... I think we have more morals than that.
He asked me to investigate possible evil. I did.
Well... He just points.
Investigate possible evil or not. Going off of the hearsay of a competitor is not cause enough. You should know that, Benson. Of all people, city guard. You've studied the laws.
I was a city guard for like 2 months.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Didn't even finish training.
Yeah.
Makes a note to himself. Investigate how much training city guard need before becoming...
Fresh out of prison, are you? Well, here's your sword. Try not to hurt anybody.
But only if you need to. Only if you feel like it. I don't know.
You know, I'll swing this, right?
Oh my gosh. What to do? Well, Elkwood, I must search Breach Hill Law and find out what has become of you. I cannot in good conscience not turn you in. I mean, you broke into a shop.
He's just going to walk away.
He doesn't give a shit.
Whatever, douchebag.
Man, what a buzzkill. I had a great day.
It was fun. He was having a grand old time doing that.
And did you tell anyone about this?
You.
All right.
I suppose. Oh, I did mention it to Greta.
And?
She didn't give a shit.
She didn't really care.
Oh.
What kind of heroes around here?
Yeah.
Still, that does not make us above the law, but I guess I don't know. Breach Hill's law. Maybe there isn't anything about breaking and entering. That's so confusing.
I mean, you didn't notice it. About it. He didn't know.
Just
I didn't actually say that's better, but it's just so funny.
Well, I must pray on this. I do not know what to do.
So you guys go off into the night.
Oh my
gosh. Is my hot tub done?
So, no, that is quite literally last of the list.
Shucks.
So yeah, you guys bed down for the night. Adelar prays for a few hours over the legal documentation.
Honestly, nothing.
Oh, no. So I'm going to prepare a spell for the next day. It's a level 3 spell.
Augury?
No, it's called Show the Way. So your affected allies gain preternatural knowledge of the path ahead. So I think it's mostly for like travel and it's mostly for travel and exploration.
Yeah, you're trying to watch.
I thought I was trying to get like guidance on like what to do next.
Oh, okay.
Man, all these are about like traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess augury would probably be my best bet. So yeah, I'll prepare augury.
Also, is one of your domains? Didn't you take the Oh, no, you took Earth. That's what it was. Okay.
No, I took Travel and Wealth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you guys wake up the next morning?
Yes. So, in my prayers, I'm going to ask Abadar about good old Elkwood and breaking and entering.
It's like, I don't know, he seems like a pretty chill guy.
It's like, should I turn him in? Should we just raise the issue to the council?
This is how it happens.
I already raised the issue to the council.
Yeah.
I already raised the issue to the
like
council.
But like in a more like formal way instead of just kind of offhand in the night. So it says the GM rolls a secret DC6 flat check. On a failure, the result is always nothing. If it succeeds, I can get a wheel, the results are good, whoa, the results are bad, mix of good and bad, or nothing.
So you commune with Abadar first thing in the morning.
Abadar, it seems I have gathered myself around a motley crew, an untrained town guard who considers himself judge and jury.
An executioner.
Mostly executioner. Some sort of thief, I think. I don't know. I just found out he broke and entered without due process, and I just wonder what should I do about him? Should I just let this slide? Should he be turned into the guard? I don't know what to do. I ask for your guidance.
So you're asking if you should turn in
your party member,
these two guys. So out of the four options, you get woe.
What? What does that mean?
The results will be bad.
If I turn him in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh.
It's not bad, Adelar himself.
So Adelar feels like the like when he just thinks about the idea of like turning you both in, he just gets this very bad premonition of that course of action, and he just kind of sighs deeply. Well, Abadar, you know best. I guess we can let this slide. But just the Book of Numbers is very clear on the proper procedures for these things. Perhaps I'll start drafting something to bring up to the council in a more formal way, but
I'm glad no harm was done, but ugh, what a headache.
You really need to chill out, man.
Elf's just on bringing out a book. You need the Book of Joy, man. Have you ever read that book? It'll make you feel better.
So, after the everyone wakes up in the morning, Tuskhead gets back to doing your back to doing the work that you paid for on Citadel, on the Citadel Altarine. You guys want to try again with the archway?
Do it.
Want to try to aid me?
I did all so well with the stealth. Come on.
Alright.
So, can we aid each other? Or? Because I have craft alchemy too, but it's not as good as my thievery.
I'd aid me with thievery, I guess.
Okay. 24, so that's a plus one.
Plus one.
Plus one.
So, 25.
You string the arrowhead along the archway, and you feel it sort of guiding your hand itself as you go across, and you finally come down to the floor, and you drag it across the bottom of the archway, and you pull back, and you feel like a sense of relief, as if the arrowhead is lighter.
Yay.
Ooh. As you succeeded.
Yes! What's a DC
25?
24. Whoa!
With your aid and the potion, I got a 25. That's so awesome. I would have failed normally.
That is good.
Because it was like, I think I got it.
I think.
I don't have to do that. Can I, like, touch it? Or, like, try to open it?
Just so you guys know, Abadar is, he's scribing, so if you want to wait for him to get back, that'd be nice.
Aladar?
Dang it. Adalar.
God, you are so self-important.
Abadar himself.
So Abadar probably is scribing.
Yeah.
That's not...
I mean,
he's subscribing with a crossbow, like on his.
Yeah.
Like every shot you see him, he has a crossbow as well.
So you guys have repaired the Hunter Gate.
Ooh.
You want to try to activate it?
I do.
Please wait for me to get back.
Let's activate it now.
Where's Adelar? God damn it.
He's working.
Yeah, he comes back like right on time, 5 o'clock on the dot.
I noticed he was in a shitty mood. What'd you guys do to him?
I didn't do anything. I was investigating a possible issue in town.
Did you find anything?
Oh, there's
possible shrine to Asmodeus.
Yes, underneath that, you know that one angry stoneworker on the other side that's competing with our guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Asmodeus shrine underneath.
Oh, cool.
I know,
cool.
Right?
Sick! Got this fucking battle.
And Adler got a little bent out of shape that I broke in.
We should have hired that guy. sounds like he's got more character than these stiffy dwarves.
He's kind of a dick, though.
I mean, I'm kind of a dick, so.
Yeah, that's true.
my people. Anyway. Where's the laddie?
I don't know. He's probably writing his books again.
Where's old Addy? Where's the...
Yeah, I guess we just wait around for him.
Stop abusing Adderall, Kezra.
What time is it? Like, at this point, like, Elk just leaves for a bit. Hunts. Goes to hunt boar. Brings it back. Just starts cooking it.
Nice.
Get a feast going.
Lots of delicious bacon and pork chops.
Oh, yeah.
I
can use it right now.
All right. So, Adler, you hear that it worked.
Oh, that's incredible. Good work, Kezra.
Yep.
I know, I'm great, aren't I? I keep trying to tell you guys this.
Yes.
Royce hears he's not going to make 100 gold pieces, and he's like,
saved us 100 gold.
Well, you didn't do the regulations, and you ought to be doing...
Trying to rip us off.
You need a license for that.
So Kezra wants to try to activate it.
All right. So... simply touching the hunter's arrowhead to the portal causes it to activate.
Ooh.
So you literally just go up and just ping, and you see it start to light up. So remember how inside of the archway is just a flat stone surface.
Mm.
It looks just like shooed, like with a laser. The stone within the arch turns into a churning curtain of gold and silver mist. Oh. At which point, any of you can walk on through.
I'm sure Renali just dives through it.
Head first.
Just head first goes.
Oh, no, I'm not walking in there without you all.
Oh. Well, we're not going through right now.
I'm not sure we're ready yet, aren't we?
I mean, I feel ready. I could cast some protection. You and I go first.
What about all the dwarves that are currently in our home right now?
Just turn the do not disturb sign on the on the front of the Alcetus ring.
Neon sign, just plug it in.
Yeah.
Busy.
I would also like to say that it's kind of like retroactive, but like telling Warble about it, so she would like come down too every so often.
Oh, when you guys cleared it out, she had already been down here, and she had already marveled at it all.
Well,
should
I
be
guess.
A goblin. I thought it was a goblin. Screw this! And she throws off the.
All right, I suppose we're ready to go. And before I take out one of the potions I bought and hand it to Elkwood.
Oh, takes it. Was it the Cure Lesser?
Cure Lesser.
Ooh.
There are 12 gold pieces.
And not like candy.
If Pippin's are for there, because we're like, go tell those dwarves that we're busy and to not disturb us, and we'll be back soon.
Yes, look at her.
And then they leave.
Be back.
No one go downstairs. They're doing important business.
Guard the doors.
We'll kill you.
Wait, yes. Did we ever talk to Pippin, sir?
I don't think he did.
It's been like two weeks.
Yeah.
When you say talk, you mean beat, apparently. With Kezra just beating the crap out of him.
We came into an agreement where we pay them like
two silver pieces.
Two silver pieces a week.
That's good. What are they don't buy anyway, right?
Yeah, like...
So, yeah, I'm sure, like, Adelar and Kezra are like, Pip Zoff, we need to speak with you. This is probably around the time we first got back.
Some room... We get a room and board and some silver.
Yeah.
Let's get to the gate.
I want to roleplay Pip inside.
No, but we're interrupting something big here. Come on. Priorities, Tim.
All right. Well...
No, he's like, no, let me fill out that subpoena form.
You guys stand in front of the activated Hunter Gate. You hear an ice cream truck.
Creeping.
Oh, God!
On the other side, it's Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can't see you!
So you guys are standing there in front of the portal.
Mm-hmm. Elk would do one last thing before, I guess, entering.
Okay.
He has a letter written, and he's gonna run it up to the dwarf in charge. And he's like, "When you head back to, or if you have a chance," and he's just gonna slip him also a gold piece with it. Can you just deliver this for me?
I can do that for you. What's going on down there?
And he's not the one to really give a direct answer. He's like, "We're working on something. You'll hear back from in a bit."
We'll be right upstairs. I guess I'll tell you when we send it.
Send the thing?
Yeah, the letter, yeah.
Yes. It says, whenever you get a chance. But I prefer later. And if he takes 2 gold and, like, expedite it.
Hey. And you leave.
Thank you. So, thank you. And goes back downstairs.
So you go downstairs.
Oh, how big is that staircase downstairs? I'm just curious.
I want to say it's like 20, 30 feet or something.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like real dumb.
Dude, calisthenics. Or just running up and down them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to take a break at some point, one of the landings. Which one? Who wants to go in first?
Are we ready?
Ready.
Yes. I'm ready as well.
Bow my head, say prayer to Amadei. Feet don't fail me now. I walk through.
You walk through.
Elka is going to pick up Skull and walk through.
Okay.
It's like for a moment, because he knows this is going to transport him, that he's kind of like, there's a moment of like fear kind of rolls through him for a moment, but then he just steps through.
Okay. So you all walk through the portal.
Except Adelar. He's like, this is my
scribe. I'm a scribe.
I'm late for work, guys.
I didn't ask for vacation.
What you walk into,
oh no,
is burning hot. It smashes into your face with an unruly heat. You ever like open up the oven when you're cooking something hot? Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
The mists of the magical portal fade, revealing a 20-foot wide passage stretching off to the distance. The walls of the tunnel seem to be made of hardened lava, long ago scorched and melted. Tiny cracks and fissures line the walls, within which an orange glow flickers, giving the tunnel a soft, fiery illumination. The walls of gold and silver mist from the portal glows from behind, while a similar faint glow beckons about 100 feet ahead. The air is almost uncomfortably warm and smells of smoke.
What?
Oh boy.
So it's like we're surrounded by like lava, and then 100 feet in front of us there's another glow that looks similar to a glow behind us?
Correct.
And it's just a straight hallway.
Just a straight hallway.
Oh, God. Is it like walls and stuff?
Oh yeah.
You
oh,
said the walls okay. were dried lava, right?
Yeah, it looks like you're going through a volcanic tunnel.
That is cool, but also, holy crap.
I start walking.
Let's move forward.
Like, how... And you said it just feels like a blast oven, almost, being inside.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God. Yeah. Oh, my skin's gonna dry out.
We move to the other end of the hallway.
Oh, yeah. You begin walking through this hallway. It's hot. Sort of this heat just sort of like bellows out from like different cracks in the walls, and then they immediately seam back together as if the walls themselves are trying to grasp this immense flame. Hmm. When all of a sudden the flame starts spewing around you and coalesce into something horrifying. Oh, Jesus. Just go ahead and take a look at your roll 20.
Oh no.
As a large dragon made of fire, and fire alone, appears in front of you.
Holy shit.
And roars with flames spewing out of its mouth.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
It stands there and begins approaching you.
What?
Taking steps toward the party. And I will see you guys next time.
Oh my God. And we're going to die tonight.
And Kezra dwarfs it. Switch sides. I mean, swing it.